You really only get better by testing yourself. So believes Seton, Kalamalka Sonics football head coach Chris Terleski. The Sonics played their 2024 Okanagan, Interior Junior Varsity Football regular season opener before a large, enthusiastic crowd Thursday, September 19, at Greater Vernon Athletic Park, and fell 37-6 to the visiting Okanagan Mission Huskies of Kelowna. The boys fought hard against a really good OKM team, which is a great learning experience, said Terleski, who is coaching a team made up of grade 8, 9, and 10 players from both Seton and Kalamalka secondary schools. The historic first-ever touchdown for the Sonics was scored on a 66-yard running play by Rylan Terleski. 24 hours earlier at GVAP, another Kelowna school came to town and left with two big points. The Rutland Thunder edged the defending BCJV champion Vernon Panthers 18-13. Both the Panthers and Sonics have this week off. Vernon will host the Valley View Vikings of Kamloops on Wednesday, October 2, at 3:30 p.m. at GVAP. Seton, Cal will take on the Westside Blue Wave of Kamloops Thursday, October 3, at GVAP starting at 4 p.m. Senior Varsity. The defending provincial A champion Vernon Panthers got their regular season started off on a winning note, thumping the Pleasant Valley Hawks of Armstrong 75-0 Friday, September 20, at GVAP. The Panthers scored 15 seconds after the opening kickoff and never looked back. The Hawks, to their credit, kept fighting until the final whistle. In the nightcap of Friday Night Lights at GVAP, the Westside Blue Wave of Kamloops scored the only points of the second half to edge the Fulton Maroons 10-7. The last three games between the two rivals have gone to overtime. The game was back and forth, but in the end, Westside deserved the victory, said Fulton head coach Mike Skeller. They won the time of possession battle and they had way more yards than we did. Offensively, we did not gain enough yards to win the game, nor did we make enough plays. We had a great drive to end the first half and that was it. We need to be more consistent on offense. Caden O'Dwyer scored the Maroons' TD on a 2-yard run. He finished with 34 yards on the ground on 13 carries. Quarterback Gabe Adam was 11-22 for 76 yards, and hit Jeremy Peterson with 4 passes for 24 yards. On defense, Reed Williamson had 6 tackles, including 4 QB sacks. Carter Moore also had 6 tackles, Mason McCaskill had 5. Chaitin Kasowan added a sack. Defensively, we just gave up too many big plays, said Skeller. We played great, held them, then would give a big chunk play. Their athletes made plays on offense, keeping drives alive for them. Our defense did a lot of great things, but we have trouble getting off the field. Reed Williamson had a monster game, with 4 sacks and he was a presence for us everywhere. Rylan Stadynik was tough all game, was given a tough assignment and he played hard. Mason McCaskill was very solid at linebacker. Fulton punter Alex Glover had a great game, averaging 46 yards a kick, pinning Westside inside their 3-yard line 3 times. It's the Battle of Vernon this week, a rare early season meeting between the Maroons and Panthers. The two teams battle Friday, September 27, at 7 p.m. at GVAP. Pleasant Valley has the bye this week. The Hawks return to action Friday, October 4, when they visit the Salmon Arm Golds.